We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dave Lee with you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Have you noticed there seems like the meat counters right now at your grocery stores have a little more meat than they did in the pandemic about 4 or 5 months ago. Jamie Poole is the president of the Minnesota Grocers Association. We asked her if she would join us this morning. She's nice enough to do that. Jamie, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself, Dave?
Well, you know, I just kind of want to know about the meat prices because, as you know better than anybody, when we last chatted, I'm trying to think what month that was, but maybe May or June, whatever it was. Not June, but probably May, April. There not only were the meat prices higher, but I remember going to the grocery store like you do and everybody else does, and there wasn't a whole lot of meat available. What's happening right now?
You know, we're starting to acclimate to, I think, the new normal. As you think about where we were back in, like you say, March, April, May, then we had these challenges with COVID hitting some of our manufacturing plants and the meat, and now we're kind of seeing that level off, and the supply and demand are leveling off a little bit.
April, May, I'm guessing as well. And so supply chains, as you know, Jamie, better than anybody else, we heard a lot about that. Are supply chains better or were they always okay?
You know, I think supply chain is always okay. One of the other things we talked about back then that happened is this rush all across the nation, right? You'll see crisis points happen, right, like we're seeing with the fires or with the storms in the East Coast, where supplies might get challenged. The rest of the nation can support that. But when we had the pandemic hit in the beginning, panic was all across the nation for food supply. So people were really, you know, we saw it in our toilet paper, we saw it in all kinds of categories. And now what's happening is we're working on managing that through the supply chain and getting things leveled out. You'll see stock coming back in some areas, but there's still a few where there's like unusual purchasing happening.
Any of those particular items that are unusual?
You know, one of the things that we're seeing a lot, obviously people are staying home more, so baking and canning, those supplies are really at a big pressure point right now because folks are, you know, staying home and doing a little more back to the way things used to be decades ago and doing those home projects and home cooking.
You know, that's interesting. I just had a friend tell me that they were canning in mason jars and couldn't get them, get lids or couldn't get jars.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And supply chain, you can't just necessarily make things, oh, we're going to just start making more of them. You know, manufacturing lines work the way they work, right? So it does take a little bit of time for things to catch up.
Where are we in price point for groceries? Is it cheaper now than it was or not really?
You know, it's a little bit higher in according to the Consumer Price Index, but I know from an industry perspective, everyone's working to try to keep those prices manageable because certainly we understand there's a lot of pressure points going on in people's households right now.
You know, we hear about the business stories. We just had one on our news, and some of the businesses have really suffered through this. What about the grocery stores? How have they done overall?
You know, the grocery stores are hanging in there. We've stayed open since March. We've been really through the course of the pandemic to where we are today. The only food, you know, dependable, reliable, kind of ongoing food source. Our restaurant partners have certainly been working to do delivery, operating at a minimal capacity, but we've been able to manage that. That being said, there's been a lot of new protocols. We all are experiencing that. A lot of new steps, a lot of new, more front-facing cleaning. cleaning. We always certainly made the cleanest possible area, but now doing some of those in a more way that either the customers see it, that our employees are engaging a little more in that. So all of that is putting additional pressure on the grocer. But all in all, it's been good that we can stay open and keep that food supply to our neighbors.
Hey, I saw last week and heard about it, you announced a drug disposal awareness program.
Yes, it's a great program that we're offering grocers all across the state, whether at their customer service or in their pharmacies. You can pick up a free little pouch, and all you do is throw unused prescriptions at home, unused medications. You can even do liquids. If you got some old NyQuil laying around or something, you throw it in there with a little bit of water and put it in the trash. It's safe, and it reduces that, you know, access of having those prescriptions around that shouldn't be around the house anymore.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for the update. I appreciate that. I know we'll stay in touch, but good news there over at the meat counter. That's great to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Jamie. Jamie Poole, president of the Minnesota Grocers Association here on WCCO. It's 3 minutes before 8 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.